Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is Worst Date Chronicles. We're going to talk about the absolute worst dating experiences you've had. And today's guest is Sasha. Sasha, say hi to everyone.
Hi everybody.
Okay, so Sasha, what's your definition of a good date? Let's start off on the good foot first before we start talking about the bad stuff. What's a good date for you?
I'm not too specific about where I go.
Okay.
The guy needs to give me a heads up though, because I like to dress up. So I don't want to go somewhere and come out in like heels and we're going to like iFly or something like that.
What's iFly?
The indoor like skydiving thing.
Oh, okay.
Which almost happened to me. The guy needs to be very protective.
Okay.
Very chivalrous.
Okay.
Like, open my door, you know, pull out my chair. You know, I want to meet his best, you know, his representative. But I need his representative to stay for the rest of our relationship or whatever it ends up to be.
So he has to be consistent.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody wants that, though.
Of course. Consistency is key in a relationship, any kind of relationship, whether it be a friendship or, you know, a relationship you have with a partner. So what's your definition of a bad date? Like, what's a bad date for you?
A bad date is a guy that is completely clueless, rude.
He gotta have manners.
Yeah, or at least pretend to.
No, not the pretend, though.
No bad breath. Oh, my God. No bad breath. You have to be, look like you care about yourself, like, put together. No baggy clothes. I don't like that at all. Yeah, I won't be too picky about like the place or anything like that. Wash your car. Don't pull up with your car all dirty.
What if he don't have a car?
That's not gonna go down.
You see what I'm saying? I know I'm not the only one. I get a lot of shit for having that the guy must have a car on my list. I feel like I drive, so why can't you drive?
Because what's gonna end up happening is I'm going to be picking you up everywhere or right. Meeting you at the train station.
See?
And then I'm going to end up your
chauffeur. It's not going to work.
Mm-mm. Then you're going to want to borrow my car.
I know I'm not the only one who feels like this. See?
People are going to say they don't feel that way because they feel like it's shallow, but I don't think so.
I don't think it's shallow. I think it's considered staying in your own lane. You know what I mean? Like, I want somebody on the same wavelength as me.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we be equals?
Like standards that people talk about.
Right. But see, I had a conversation with you. Your standards might be a little high, though. Because you want a bodyguard. You don't want a boyfriend. You want a bodyguard.
It's not that.
You like bullies.
No. I don't like bullies because I can handle myself.
Okay.
It's just that I don't want a guy that I feel like if something happens to me, I can't. Like, if I can't handle myself, I can't turn to him. Like, my dad, growing up, he's older now. My dad's 72. So a lot of guys, when I think about it, I model a lot of guys after my dad.
Okay.
And my dad was very protective. Not so protective where don't look at her, don't touch her. But if you overstep your boundary, he'll, you know, protect me. So I kind of like that. I don't like a guy that will, like, sit there and, like, for instance, there's been instances where I've, like, gone to concerts and stuff like that, and somebody will, like, push me to the point where I'm, like, I'm about to fall over, you know? And my boyfriend at the time, he did, like, I said something to the guy that pushed me, but he did protect me, like, when it started to get, like, heated, you know?
Have you had a situation where you were with a guy and he didn't protect you? What was that like?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
So you really only, you seeking out bullies and you're finding them.
No. I'm not seeking out bullies. I just need a guy. I like to let a guy be a guy.
Okay. Yeah, you have to let a man be a man in a relationship. I think I am a little aggressive when it comes to certain things. I'm not the daintiest lady. But, you know, in the right situation, I let a guy be a guy. A man has to feel like a man, just like a lady wants to feel like a lady.
Exactly. Like me, I'm a mixture. Like I've been told, like, oh, you look really, you're prissy or you're high maintenance. yeah, I have some aspects of me that's like that, right. But I'm down to earth too. I am independent. So I find that sometimes when guys find that a woman is a little bit too independent, they kind of like leave her. Like, she could open her own door. She could pull out her own chair. And it's like, no, sometimes you want to feel like, oh, like the guy.
Sometimes, all the time.
Right. So
for me.
That's kind of what it is. When okay. I say let the guy be a guy.
So how long do you have to know a person before you go out on a date? Or are you open to like blind dates?
I don't have to know the person long.
Okay.
After we have a little bit of a conversation via whatever.
Via text, via telephone, mm-hmm. via soul swipe.
Mm-hmm. Soul swipe.
Okay.
Then the telephone.
Okay.
Then we can meet. If I get one hint that the guy is off a little bit or has an issue, we're not going to meet.
What does that look like for you?
Like, if they say something weird, like, if they come off, like, really aggressive or, like, sexual or something like that, and I, like,
okay.
then it's like, okay, I'll just disappear, you know? But,
You ghosting people?
I go ghost.
Oh, my God. So what, are you blocking these people?
Sometimes I just don't say anything to them.
But what if they already have your phone number?
I could block them. Or I don't answer.
Oh, so they on the block list. I'm known for the block list. I got quite a few people on the block list.
I love that option. That's why they have
it's safe. It's the safe button. Like, I could get rid of you without really getting rid of you.
Mm-hmm. And then I can bring you back if I want to.
Oh, so you do that. You bring God. Okay,
no.
So describe to me your worst date ever. Like, the worst date you've ever been on, or the worst guy you've ever been with.
Worst date, it didn't even get to be a date. It was a guy in college. He was Italian.
Okay.
And he seemed pretty cool. But then, like, we were talking and he was telling me that he, like, coaches, like, a soccer team near where I live. And then, like, the same day, he's like, hey, I'm outside of your house.
Okay, wait.
Yeah, like that. And I'm like, what? Because I told him there's a restaurant on the corner from my house.
So he knew where you live.
He said he was on the corner from my house. And he's like, I'm outside. Like, come outside. And I'm like, no. Like,
had he been to your house before this?
No. I didn't give him my address. I just told him where the restaurant was.
No, but that's you telling him your address without you realizing that you're telling him your address.
Yeah, but it's a whole bunch of houses on my block. He can't find me. Like, unless he literally went to, like, every door, which would not happen.
So he said, come outside. You had not gone out on a date yet.
No, he was on the corner. That's why he was on the corner, because he felt like, you know, I'd come outside and meet him. And I guess then he knew, like,
then he'll know exactly where the hell you live.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. Like, what are you doing here? Like, I asked him straight up. And then when I saw him in school, he was like, you know, like, I think I'm falling in love with you. It's like,
wait. All right, stop. Explain to me what happened before him telling you he was outside. Like, what kind of interaction did you have with him to make him think it's okay to show up?
We didn't have, like, that's the thing. We met in school. Somebody said, oh, like, he thinks you're pretty. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's, like, good looking. Had exchanged our phone numbers. Went out in a group.
Okay.
And nothing happened. It was just, we're out in a group. Nothing, you know, physical, nothing.
Okay.
And then next thing you know, he's like, we're talking, and I'm like, what are you doing today? And he's like, oh, I'm coaching kids in the park, in this park. And I'm like, oh, I live in that part.
That's
of
where you messed up. Because he ain't, let me tell you something right now. I watch a lot of ID TV.
I don't. So.
He wasn't coaching no team. He not a coach of nothing. He was standing outside of your window watching you, asking you what you're doing. This is an episode of something on ID TV. The moment you tell me, hey, I'm on your block, come outside, I'm be like, hey, I'm not home, but the cops will meet you there soon. Stay there.
No, 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 no.
That sounds like some stalker shit. And that would scare me.
It didn't have to go that far, because that's what I'm saying. I can handle myself, but I did tell him, like, no, I'm not coming outside. Like, there's no way he would know where I live. I don't know how many homes there are on my block, but he would have to knock on every door and that wouldn't happen, but...
So what was the interaction after this? Did you continue to speak to him? Y'all probably BFFs right now.
No, definitely not. No. He got blocked.
Okay, we went on the block list.
Yeah, we went out again, and he just, like, I wasn't told that he would be there. And then he came, and then he was still like, how can we make this work? Like, I told my mom about you.
Wait, hold on. So the only date y'all went on was a group date, and yeah. He told his mother about you?
Yeah.
What did you do on this date? And let me know so I could trap somebody like that on my next date.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too friendly. I don't know. Like, nothing happened at all. Like, at all. We went to SOBs.
Right up the street right there.
Mm-hmm.
Which y'all was doing? Y'all went on a reggae night?
No, it was salsa.
I'm about to say now I know, because you know they playing soca's. Now I know why he loves you.
Yeah. He was nuts.
After you... So do you still communicate with people after you have a bad date? Like, if you've had a bad date,
mm-hmm.
Do you give this guy another chance, or is that it for you?
I give the person one more chance. I have.
Well, you didn't give him another chance.
No. He was crazy. That was clear indication. Yeah. I love you. I was like, oh.
No, he said, I love you?
Yeah, like, I love you. First, he was like, I think I'm falling in love with you. Then he showed up to the other thing, like, a week later. I love you. Like, I told my mom about you.
I'm going to need to know what kind of text messages you be sending these people, what kind of conversations you have.
Listen.
I don't have that kind of effect on people.
I think it was just him.
It was him?
Yeah.
You probably was his first girlfriend without you even being his girlfriend. So what's an instant, well, you said instant turnoff, like bad breath. So if you show up to a date, what'll make you say, hey, yeah, no, I'm not going to go through with this? Or have you done that before? Or do you actually go through with these dates?
I haven't had something happen where I'd be like, I'm out of here.
Okay.
But I've had instances where, like, after the date, there's things that happened. I was like, okay, like...
After the date or during the date?
Like if we date and then one guy, we were in a relationship, but not long.
Okay.
Like, only, like, 2 months. It's going to sound really bad, but...
But?
You know, we... became intimate.
Okay.
And he was very...
Small?
Small.
Okay. How small?
He was...
Small enough for you to break up with him, obviously.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't only that. He was... All right. He was really small to the point where... Oh, God. I feel bad. Because I was actually so troubled by it. I have an older cousin who's like my brother.
Okay.
I went and told him, like, I was so bothered by it.
Okay, so what do you mean what exactly? Were you bothered by the size? Because
I didn't know really that anything was happening.
Oh, you couldn't feel it? Wait a minute. Oh, I've heard this before. Wow, what's his name? No, I'm joking.
No, he's a really sweet guy, really sweet guy.
Sweet don't get the panties wet, though. I'm sorry to be explicit, but...
After that, I was like, whoa. And then we continued to date because I said, you know, that's not everything. But then he was telling little lies about stuff that he didn't need to lie about. And
he
then
was
I was
lying
like,
on himself?
Like, lying about...
To you or other people?
Lying to me. Like, he said, like, he was going to school, like far away from where I live, and okay. I would go and visit him, and then he'd tell me, like, oh, this girl, like, she really likes me, she's stalking me, I don't really talk to her. And I'm like, oh, well,
cool.
Like, I'm not insecure, so I'm like, oh, whatever. And I live where I live, and you go to school where you go to school, so I'm not gonna stress out about it.
Were you supposed to be jealous?
I guess so.
He was probably trying to make you jealous for you to be like, you know, damn, I'm not the only one he wanted to be with, for you to push up on him a little bit more. But sir, if you packing a Vienna sausage in your pants, it's really not much you can do with anybody.
It was very petite. I felt violated.
Petite. You felt violent.
That's why I told my cousin, because I didn't know. Like, I was like, what do I, I didn't know what to do. Like, it was bad.
But wait, was he, you know what? Because guys talk a good game.
He was really tall. He was 6'4" and
change. What? That's a waste. I'm sorry. I don't mean it, but I do kind of mean it. I would be highly disappointed. Like, all right, so my issue is that is a bad date. Because if you're dating someone and, you know, we're all adults, you may meet someone and have sex with them pretty fast. Or, you know, some people may want to wait depending on how the situation is and how you guys connect. But it's like, if I wait, like, you know, some women have a 90-day rule. I'm going to wait 90 days and you going to drop trout and you going to pull that out? I got to go. And I'm going to need my 90 days back. Oh, like, no. Now.
No, not no, because...
You don't feel like that was 2 months of your life you wasted that you need back right now?
No, I was really young at the time. Okay. So that's why I was able to, like, kind of, like, bounce. We remained friends, though, but...
No.
We remained friends. It's just that he...
I would never be able to look at him with a straight face ever again.
It was really hard for me because, like...
It
like
was
I
really
said,
hard he, for he, you, he, but it wasn't hard for you. I'm sorry.
He treated me really... He was a really sweet guy. He treated me really nicely. He was a good guy. It's just that that happened. And then my out was the lying about the girl unnecessarily.
He was trying to make you jealous.
So one day I called him like, listen, like, I noticed that you're lying. Because he was like, her and I don't speak.
Okay.
But then I saw her having... like conversations with him, like on his, when people use Facebook,
okay,
they were going back and forth. So I'm like, he clearly talks to this girl,
but he was lying.
Yeah, like unnecessarily. I'm like, so some, I don't know what it was, but it's like you're telling me about her, but then lying at the same time. So I use it as my out.
Okay,
I didn't say anything about that other part.
I don't understand. How do you carry out? I had a conversation with somebody. She had a relationship with someone for 2 years. And she said the sex was horrible. But it's like, how? 2 years? 2 months? I'd have been like, sir, I'm going to need you to give me my 2 months back.
But you could teach people things.
But yeah, absolutely. You can.
There's reasons why things are bad. Like, if...
He probably... But, okay.
You know?
It's not all about the size. But the way your face just looked was like...
My face?
It's just like really small. So that's a bad date for you.
Yeah. I mean, that was, I don't even know what number date that was because we were like dating, but.
You said 2 months.
Yeah, but I mean, like, this was, no, like, this was near the end. Like, I wasn't intimate with him until like that 2 month mark.
I'm gonna need my 2 months back. I want my 2 months back and I wasn't even in a relationship.
Well, he's moved on. He's, married with a kid now.
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, I guess it works no matter the size. So have you ever gone out with someone and you thought it was like going well, but the person ghosted you?
No.
No? I need to figure out what you're doing. I had a date the other day. Now, some people may say it's not a date, but it was a date. It was a coffee date. So I'm downstairs, you know, getting my espresso. And then, you know, John Leguizamo shows up and I'm just like, you know, hey, we had a little conversation. We were talking about the creamer and the sugar. We had a coffee date. That was the last date I've been on.
How long ago was that?
That was a couple weeks ago.
And did you guys go on another date? Are you guys going to go on another date?
Nah, that was my coffee date.
You're not going to see him again?
Maybe if he comes back for another interview.
Well, exchange.
I wasn't interviewing him, but.
Wait, you really mean John Leguizamo?
Yeah, like he was here for an interview and we happened to be getting coffee at the same time. And, you know, we just discussed a few things like, you know, how much creamer I like, how much sugar I put in mine. And he didn't like his too sweet. I like mine's light and sweet.
Oh, so you think he wanted you on a low like?
Maybe. I said I like mine light and sweet. That's flirting to me. So that's my idea of a date. That was a good date. That was real simple, quick.
When was your last, like, date?
All right, so it was my show. You're not going to ask me no questions like that. My last date, sad to say, probably a year ago. It was a good date. It was somebody I knew. It wasn't, like, a blind date or a hookup or anything like that. It was someone I was already familiar with, and we went out on a date. But, yeah. That was my last. I really don't have dates. What? Like, where are you meeting these people? Because that's my issue. When people don't believe me when I tell them I literally don't mean people. I don't meet people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's my RBF or resting bitch face.
I'm like, what?
Or my fluff. But fluffy girls get love. I see hella fluffy girls getting love.
That has nothing to do with it, girl.
And, you know, this fluffy girl needs some love, too. So I don't know what it is. Like, I get hit on, it's the strangest shit ever. I get hit on by, like, 76-year-olds.
Me too.
In a bank with a cane, and he can't walk. Like, sir, I'm going to need you to leave me alone right now. Like, right now.
So that still works. It still works for them.
Is it?
Yeah, it does.
No, I'm going to need his hand work so he could just sign off on those social security checks, and I'll be good. But, yeah, so I really don't meet people. So where are you meeting people? And on Finding Bay, I tried to get, you know, some advice from Eleanor. She said a picnic. Eleanor, people really don't do picnics. I think you met a cookout, but it's getting cold. So now that it's cold, where are you meeting people?
Nowhere. I don't really go anywhere. That's what I was telling.
You lying. You came for this interview acting like you going on the red carpet. You meeting people. Where are you meeting these people?
I'm really not. I go out and... I don't go to like parties like that. I may go like to eat with my friend.
Okay.
Go out to like a lounge or something, but not like a club.
So you met the guy in school, the Italian guy you met in school. The other guy, where did you meet him?
Which guy?
The 2-inch king.
Oh, we went to the same school, but so, I went to one so campus, school. He went to the other. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So what about that date you went on the other day that you thought we weren't going to talk about, but we're going to talk about?
Soul swipe.
Soul swipe.
Yeah.
You know what? All right. So my producer's forcing me to do like an online dating app thingy so I can have the experience. I've tried online dating apps, but the ones I've tried... It's creepy people, but I kind of want to try Soul Swipe because I like what I like. I like chocolate. So I kind of want to try Soul Swipe, but it's like the sister to Tinder. That's a thought app. So what kind of people you meeting on Soul Swipe before I create this profile?
So Soul Swipe, he's the first guy that I've met on Soul Swipe.
Okay.
Soul Swipe has a lot of, just like any app, even if it was like Christian Mingle, weird people find their
Y'all
ways
gonna stop
onto...
talking about Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle...
Because Deacon Touch Too Much is on Christian Mingle, just waiting for somebody to slide in his
That's
DMs.
What I'm saying. Weirdos find their way into everything. So it doesn't matter what it is. Farmer's Meat, whatever.
So you was on Farmer's Meat?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. You referencing stuff like you on all these apps.
No.
I kind of think you are. I think I'm going to search you after we finish with this interview.
Please. No, it's only Soul Swipe. Soul Swipe...
All right, so tell me about the guy you met on Soul Swipe.
He's a nice guy.
Is he? You went on a date because you told me you were going on a date.
Yeah, we went on a date.
Where did you guys go?
He took me for, we went to a mom and pop spot because he was like, all right, this is what happened. He's like, oh, do you want to go and do an activity or do you want to go and like eat and drink? Right. I was like, why don't we go do both? Because I'm adventurous. I like to do, I'm competitive.
But he was asking you to choose one because maybe his pockets couldn't handle both.
Well, we could do both. I didn't pick up on that. Don't give me the option.
I'm just saying, that's what I'm taking from it.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
I didn't think that at all.
If I say to you, hey, do you want to do this or this? That mean my pockets can't handle both when you just got to choose one.
We did both, though.
You did both. So mm-hmm. He borrowed money from somebody for your date. But go ahead, continue.
No, I don't think...
All right, just go ahead, continue. Where'd y'all go?
So we went to... He was like, oh, have you ever had Henny Coladas? I'm like, no, never had them. He's like, all right, we're going to go for Henny Coladas. So my friend told me, oh, wear your dress and wear this dress and wear these shoes and whatever. So I wore the dress and the shoes. And he comes, nice car, well put together. I'm thinking we're going to a restaurant. He pulls up to like a mom and pop spot and calls and goes, hey, can I get a soup? And I'm like, this guy's really stopping for soup right now?
Wait, he went to the takeout spot for soup?
It wasn't soup. He came back out with the Henny Colada.
All right, wait a minute. I don't even know what to say right now. He pulled up to somebody's house talking about, let me get the Henny Colada.
It was like a mom and pop restaurant. And he didn't want me to, he's like, don't look at where I'm going. So I'm like,
because they don't have a liquor license and they selling it on the side.
Yeah. So he asked for a soup and he came out with this.
I gotta go right now.
Where you going?
What you mean he asked for a soup?
Yes, I thought, I'm like, this guy's stopping for soup?
You said Henny Culotta. I thought you was about to say I went to BBQs.
Right. I thought we were going to, like, because I said, where are we going for this Henny Culotta? He's like, Williamsburg. I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking we're going to, like, a bar or something.
And y'all went to the mom and pop spot. All right, so what happened after you got your soup?
He comes out with the Henny Culotta. I don't like Hennessy. Tasted it. I was like, I don't like it. So he was like, no, actually, I liked it, but I didn't want to get
drunk
at all.
First date.
No.
How long, first of all, how long were you talking to him on Soul Swipe before y'all went on this date?
Like a week.
What? You got in his car?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is the type of shit I'm talking about. I'm not getting, all right, go ahead. I ain't going to judge you, but I'm judging you.
So we went, but no, I'm saying because I felt comfortable.
Okay.
I'll use the word seemed. He seemed.
You get that vibe sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So then we went to play pool.
Okay.
Which I suck at. But I'm like, this guy take me to play pool because he wants to, like, lean up on me, you know.
You think?
But he didn't do it.
See, maybe he just liked to play pool, and it was what his pockets could afford at the time.
Well, I was terrible at it. I mean, terrible.
I mean, you going out on a date. You're going out on a date. It's like you're not expected to be a professional. It's just you're going for the good
I'm competitive
vibe. Yeah, I can tell. That's why you like bullies. So was this the idea of a good date? Was this a good date for you?
It was good. We talked and he was very honest with me about his past experiences.
Okay.
And I told, I didn't really open up to him like that.
Okay.
But he told me a lot about his past experiences and then we went to get food.
Okay.
And we spoke some more and
wait,
then,
you got food? Y'all went back to the mom and pop shop for more soup?
No, we went for Thai. He asked me what I wanted to go eat, but I'm very indecisive, so I was like, whatever. And then he took me to a Thai spot.
Okay.
And we ate, and it was cool. And he dropped me home.
And what is that like now? Are you still in contact with him?
Yes, but I during the week, I blocked him.
All right, first of all, what you block him for? What gets you blocked?
Okay, so this is... Okay, so in talking to him, I explained to him that I have two really good male friends.
Okay.
And he was asking a lot of questions like, oh, where'd you meet them? How long have you known them? One guy is my best friend.
Okay. These are heterosexual men.
Heterosexual men.
That's the issue.
They're in relationships.
Okay.
I'm my best friend. I'm his daughter's godmother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I explained that to him. And then the other guy, he's a really good friend. I've known him almost as long as my best friend.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm lucky enough to have two friends that, you know, sometimes when you have friends of the opposite sex, sometimes it starts off with somebody liking somebody and it kind of dwindles off. It never was that. It always was friendship and they're good friends to me.
Okay.
So he kept asking questions about that. And I kept, you know, letting him know, like, yeah, it's cool. Ignored it. Then one day I told him that I had to put away clothes and that my best friend...
Okay.
Came and helped me put away the clothes, or no, hang up the clothes, but I needed to actually physically, like, stash them away.
Okay.
And he goes, oh, a girlfriend or a guy friend? And I'm like,
oh, God.
And I said to him like this, I was like, why would a guy help me put away my clothes?
Right.
So then he's like, oh, no, I'm just asking. So I was like, he has an issue, clearly, with me having male friends.
Yeah.
So then we were talking like one night. I can't remember what we were talking about. And then I asked him like, you know, you have an issue with me having male friends? He's like, no. He's like, it's just that guys, no matter what, guys don't really like to hear that he wasn't calling me his girl, but he was saying like their girl or a girl that they like is close with a guy. And I'm like, yeah, I understand, but that's not the case. Like, you'll probably, if everything goes okay, you'll meet them. You'll see.
Right.
So then, like, 2 days later, out of nowhere, he sends me a video. He sent me one video that was a little off, but that wasn't a big issue. The issue was he sent me this video, and it was a guy and a girl walking down the street, and they're holding hands, so they're in a relationship, and then another guy comes up like, oh, what's up, sis? And the girl jumps on the guy, wraps her legs around his waist, and he's, like, grabbing her butt and like, oh, that's my sis. Oh, like, I've seen her naked and blah, 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 blah. And the boyfriend's like, what the fuck is going on here?
So he's trying to, in his head, that this is what he's thinking is going on with you and your friends.
He actually said, I saw this and thought about you.
All right, so you blocked him. What made you unblock him? Because that's a red flag for me right there.
Yeah, yeah. So I told him right then and there, I was like, all right, I'm going to see. I like to give people chances. So before I go off. So I said to him very politely, but I told him, like, you clearly have an issue. I don't know what your problem is. The fact that you said that this reminds you of me lets me know what you think about me.
Right.
That's not the deal. You know, I'm not dealing with that. Then he goes, oh, well, I was just saying because I thought it was funny, and this happens in the urban community.
Okay, goodbye.
So I was like, wait. I was like, no, it happens in every community. So I was like, don't try to make it into a race thing. It's a integrity, honesty, maturity,
common sense kind of thing.
Like, every race pulls that stunt, but I don't. I didn't block him then, but things kind of cooled off, and he kind of, like, stepped back a bit. He apologized a lot of times. I told him I accepted. I'm not going to keep going on about it.
Right.
But he's on ice now. So what really made him get blocked was he asked me if I wanted to hang out.
Okay.
And I said, okay.
You want to get another soup?
I don't want another soup.
All right, go ahead.
But I was curious to see where we were going to go. I was actually like, let me see him. You know?
Right.
I said, he goes, do you want to go out? Blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, cool. That was it. I didn't hear anything. So I'm waiting. I canceled my plans with my best friend. So I'm waiting to hear from him. Like, I can't go out with you. Like, I'm going out tonight. And then the next day, nothing.
So at that point, you blocked him.
And then on the second day of not hearing anything from him, I blocked him. And then within a couple hours, he messages. I blocked him on Instagram.
You ain't block his phone number.
I didn't block his phone number.
You blocked his Instagram.
Yeah, because I was like, because the reason why I blocked his Instagram is because he seemed to watch my page. And he seemed to...
None of this sounds like red flags to you?
I like to give people chances.
All right, so I'm not going to give you a chance to kill me.
He not going to kill me.
I don't know, because this just don't sound...
I can handle myself. My thing is, the reason why I blocked him on... Like, I blocked him on Instagram because he seemed to, like, watch my page a lot. Or whatever.
And I'm
like,
he's... see what you're doing.
And I said, Right, so I said, he's not going to get...
Everybody lurks a little.
Yeah, I do too. Okay. So I said, you know what? He's not going to get a chance to see what's going on in my life anymore. Right. At least. My phone, if I block him on my phone, it doesn't make a difference. But Instagram, I don't use every day, but if I post something, he can see where I am and what I'm doing. So he doesn't need to see any more of my life or whatever I share from my life anymore.
So what made you unblock him?
A couple hours later, he texted me and was like, oh, so RIP to me? So I told him, I'm like, did you not disappear for 2 days and stand me up?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then he was like, wait, no. So the way he explained it was he was kind of...
He got locked up?
No. He said that he was...
That happened
I had that happen to me.
That happened to me. Mm-hmm. I got a story before we wrap it up, but that definitely happened to me.
Yeah.
So that, now he's unblocked. You're giving him a second chance.
Yeah. He's apologized a million and one times. He just said that he was kind of letting me take the lead because he was afraid because he offended me with the bro sis thing.
Okay. So he wanted to see your reaction, like how interested you still were or if you were still interested in
him. He thought I wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of a turnoff for you to be so like,
yeah,
we just met.
Right.
All right. So let me tell you about my date. This was a couple years ago, too. And this is why I don't like to date guys without cars. And I have. So at that time... I had a car. He didn't drive. Where did we meet? We met at the laundromat. I was looking like a piece of shit. Like, legit, like, just really bad because I was doing laundry.
Right.
Who cares? Like, who thinks somebody gonna pull up on them at the laundromat? So, yeah, we exchanged phone numbers. We talked. He wanted to go out. He didn't drive. I had to pick him up. We went bowling. We get to the bowling alley, right? We're walking through the door. He stops. There are two doors. We walk through the first door. He stops before he gets to the second door and says, oh, shit, they got metal detectors. Oh. Sir, what you worried about the metal detectors for? Mm-hmm. So that was flag number one for
me.
He's
not free.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong. So he never officially walks into the place. I walk up to the door and ask the girl, is there a wait? She said, there's a 2-hour wait. He didn't want to wait. He has one foot in the door, the other foot out the door, which leads me to believe he had something on him. He ain't want to go off in the metal detectors. So we didn't bowl. he wanted to go back and watch a movie. No, I'm good. I'm just going to go home and go to sleep. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Oh, you know, I really wanted to hang out with you. The car ride was the hangout for me.
Right.
And that's good enough. So afterwards, you know, I took him home, whatever. A couple of days later, he hits me up. He's apologizing. You know, I'm sorry. We can go out again. And then I don't hear from him for like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. I'm not bugging. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine with me. He calls me on the fourth day. Oh, I'm sorry. I got in a situation and I couldn't call you. I said, what kind of situation you got in? I said, what, you broke your phone?
He went through a metal detector.
I got locked up. All right, sir, I gotta go. Mind you, within conversation before that, a couple weeks before that, he was like, do you consider yourself a ride or die?
Oh.
Where we riding to and why I gotta die?
Okay.
Please explain. So that should have been, you know, a little bit of a red flag that he's into some type of shit that he thinks I'ma just be waiting for him to get out of prison. But needless to say, yeah, I never went out with the guy again. And that's the end of that. That was a bad date.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That was a bad date. Compared to my John Leguizamo date, that was a bad date. So thanks for coming, Sasha.
Thanks for having me.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes.
All right. And I enjoyed hearing about, you know,
Soul Swipe.
The 2-inch king. I may try the soul swipe.
Try it.
We'll see, but thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And the takeaway for this episode is, what's the worst date you've ever had? I told my worst date. I'd like to hear about your worst date. And Sasha had 2 months of her life taken away from the 2-inch king. We gonna need that back, sir. Thanks for listening.